Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. 22 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 23 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 22 degrees. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Sunny. 24 degrees.
Nothing like working on a Sunday.
Signal onto the repeater.
Oh, you sound good. Yeah, no problem at all. Much, much, much better than yesterday.
Very good. Yeah, I'm on the second floor. And I've got it set to 5 watts, so there's an HT.
Oh, very good. Slowly but surely, it's getting set up. What are you doing for HF? Do you got anything set up there yet, or still got some work to do?
Yeah, I just hook up the Challium, you know, chili dog antenna in my backyard, and I just extend the whip HF. It works pretty well. I've been doing 20 during the day and 40 at night. And, you know, the nice thing about it, between 20 and 40 is just like you take it off and put the coil on it, and 40 is right next to the 20 on the whip. So you just have to lower it a little bit.
Yeah, I found my mark for 40 meters doesn't mean anything. I actually, after I put the coil on, I still have to extend it a little bit further for a perfect match if I want to be picky. But I'm under 1 if I just keep it set for 20 meters and take the coil on and off. That's at least kind of convenient.
Oh, I'll have to try that. Yeah, 10, for some reason, 10 is not at its mark. And I don't understand that one. I guess it depends on where you want to work on the band, if you're just looking at the voice section or the digital section.
Yeah, that's a tough one. 10 meters, I think, is the biggest band we have in HF.
I mean, it's still like 1.5, I mean, it's good enough. You know, anything under 2 is usually acceptable. Because, you know, you can pump up your power. The only need to get picky is when you want to do QRP or, you know, 10 watts or whatever. Then you really want it to be tuned so that you get the best. But, no, I've made quite a bit of contacts with it. I've had no problems with it. Noise floor is okay. Acceptable levels. I can actually, you know, hear people.
Yeah, the noise seems to be better if I use that antenna at my house. Yeah, the long wire I have in the attic, that's very rare am I able to actually do voice on HF. It's really all FT8 because it's extremely rare. In fact, the only times I'm really able to talk is if 10 meters and 6 meters are open. Those tend to have a low enough noise floor to talk, no problem. But everything else, noise floor is like 7 to 9 pounds. It's bad. But with the 750, yeah, it's definitely a little bit lower. Probably it's because it's a little bit more narrow band, maybe.
Yeah, it's also vertical instead of horizontal. So that helps too. You eliminate all the power line stuff. It's vertical. When you were doing POTA, I don't know where you were at. I remember it was on 40 meter, and you couldn't hear me. That was that one day with Captain Don was spotting you, and I'm pretty sure the reason why was because I only had the antenna at 10 meter, and I was using the tuner to make it match, and I don't think any watts of power were going out.
Yeah, I also had a problem on my end. I didn't realize it until Friday when I went and did POTA at Wetzel. That antenna mount that I put on my rear brake light, it tuned fine for VHF, UHF, no problem. But with the ham stick on that mount, I have like a 5-to-1 match, and I can't get it to tune any better. So I think the ground plane is just not good enough.
Good morning. 11.
So that's why I switched to my MC750, and that made a big difference.
20,
I had a lot of people
degrees.
Hearing me, but I wasn't hearing any receptions really at all. And yeah, the match is just horrible on the with that mount on my truck. So everything was definitely a lot better when I didn't use that. So I'm glad I brought the V&A with me Friday and double checked all of that because. Yeah, this mount is only going to be good for VHF, UHF.
Yeah, I've only had good luck with AM620. Any other band I've tried with it, for some reason, won't get this match. And this is with the new car. When I had the Traverse. Everything was much better with the Traverse. I had a huge ground plane with that.
Yeah, the hamsticks, even my 80 meter works fine if I use that big, humongous magnet mount that I have, the single magnet. As long as I use that on the roof of my truck, no problem. They all work fine. So I just got to throw that in the back of the truck here and just use that when I want to use hamsticks. But definitely the 750 works better than the hamsticks. I'm just going to rule on it that it's better.
I'm going to switch over to the nodes. I don't have to run in turbo power. Yeah, so where are you off to today? You just driving around, getting breakfast, or what?
I'm going to get the, I'm going to go to the gym and work out. And when I get home, I got a couple projects I got to do. And then I'm going to try to work on tonight phase three of OpenGD77. I got all the radios updated. I got all the power calibrated on them. And now I got to figure out DMR, because I honestly, some of these DMR repeaters, I just don't really know what to set up or what talk groups to use. And yeah, so I'm going to try to get that figured out and clean up the DMR side of things. But everything else is done. I got all the radios updated, calibrated, so that'll be the last thing I do here today.
Yeah, you can simplify the MI5 ones. Just make two channels for each one. And to be honest, you probably won't use the second one, but just make two channels, and the first channel defaulted to 51, talk group 51, which would be statewide one, and then the second channel defaulted to statewide two, and then you can just leave it at that and probably not touch those. And then that way, whenever you go to that channel, it automatically is on where you need it to be. With the Warren repeater is a little bit different because it's a Brandmeister repeater. And so you can, like, turn it to wherever you want it to go. So that one's a little more complicated, but I always start with the MI5 ones to simplify your life.
So one question I had on that was, on the 9600 on MI5, I got those programmed. They're working. But I noticed that I was having trouble talking on the first talk group, because if you hit P4 on the 9600, it toggles which slot you're using. But I'm assuming that doesn't change the talk group. So it looks like I was on what I thought was time slot 1, but I had hit P4 accidentally, and I had time slot 2 showing at the top corner of the display. Is that what that was? It put me on the time slot with the wrong talk group?
Yeah, it sounds like it. I mean, if that's what it did, if it changed your time slot. Yeah, so, yeah, you want time slot 1 with 51 and time slot 2 with 52. And, you know, the way you can remember that is, you know, 1 is with 1 and 2 is with 2.
Yeah, you're right, though. The Brandmeister DMR, I'm looking at that and all the different things they have listed, and I'm like, oh, boy. Like, I don't even know how to program this thing and test it. So that's what I'm going to try to do some homework on, because I think I have that one programmed wrong. And then there's another one that, just looking at what's in my code plug, it looks like, I don't know, is the Brandmeister repeater the one that's in Warren? Or are those two different ones?
Yeah, that Warren repeater, it's on the same tower as the KA8WYN, you know, the double nickel. It's on the same tower as it. So, you know, the only thing I ever use that for is the parrot, so I can hear myself back. And then, but occasionally I hear somebody turns it to worldwide, or they'll turn it to North America. But either way, I really don't use that repeater for anything. other than for testing. I think a lot of the traffic is on, you know, if you're talking to somebody, a lot of the traffic is on the MI5 repeaters.
I didn't catch the call, but go ahead, station.
I hear you, Cujo, but you're very staticky.
How about now? I jumped over to Richmond.
Yep, much better. Go ahead.
I was just going to see if Wally's out there, because I'm over in Chesterfield, and I know he wants to take a look at this 2-meter mobile that I had. But I don't have his cell. All I got is his email.
I thought he was on the other side of the state, unless you know differently. I thought he was visiting family over there, unless he's back by now.
Oh, that's right. I forgot that he was out of town. I'll catch him later on the weekend. No big deal. Hey, Sean, I love the thing that you sent me a message. That was funny. 91 that says, who cares?
Yeah, I don't know if Sean's out here right now. I was talking to Davey and KEATFM, and this is KFA. I don't think I know.
Oh, I don't hear you that much. How's it going, Dave? KEATKJO.
Going pretty good. I'll pass it over to Davey, and I don't know if you're at your destination or not. But back to you, Davey, really quick.
No, I just made it to the gym, so I'm going to be ducking out here. So, yep, it was nice chatting with you. Take it easy, gentlemen. KEATFM. I'm clear.
All right, talk to you later. And, yeah, I'm just kind of, I've been up for a bit, but not moving. So I probably should be getting myself moving here in a little bit. But what's going on in Cujo world?
Had an emergency service run to an Italian restaurant, Olive Garden, over here at 23 and Gratiot. So I was over and saw it great while he was up there, but I forgot that he went out of town. So.
I forgot what you do. Do you like service ATMs? For some reason, I have in my mind that you service ATMs.
Service the ATMs themselves, but I do service the alarm system attached to ATMs and the cameras that are embedded in ATMs. And then I do ID badging systems, test fire alarms, work on burglar alarms. So I'm an alarm technician, basically.
Okay, now that makes sense, because I remember you mentioning ATMs, and you're driving all over the place, so it obviously sounded like service work. So that's cool.
It's a good gig. I've been doing it for like 30 years. Probably doing it for another 30 years. We'll see how it goes. I have to pry the screwdriver out of my dead cold hands when it gets to that day that they need cold hands.
Yeah, my forte in to alarm systems is I use SimpliSafe, so. But I'm not sure how well that's gonna work. I really just want it for the door chimes. Like if somebody, if one of my kids opens one of the doors, goes outside, or if they try to sneak out the window in the basement, the alarm will go off.
No, I get it. My first apartment, my second apartment, I had an alarm system in there because my kids were young, and my son liked to unlock the door, so I had to put a chain on it, and then I put a door chime to the alarm system, so when it went off, I'm like, okay, somebody's opening the window of the door now. And then my other residence is the one that I got here in Memphis. I don't have one on that one, but if you come in the door, you're going to meet with a bunch of people, so... The neighbors are NRA card carriers, so just come in.
That's the way to do it. You you have your own neighborhood watch. I'm on the nice corner here, so I can kind of be neighborhood watch. I can watch down one street, and I can watch down the other street up on the second floor, so if I see anything suspicious. But right now, everything's under construction. I see lots of, like, garbage. They have, like, I don't know how to explain it. They put, like, they make a box out of plywood, and then they just stuff all the garbage in it. And the street used to be a mess. Now it's much cleaner now. I think somebody cracked down on them.
Well, aren't I down the street from you in some way? Because I was thinking of going down 23 and that Kroger that's down there.
Now, the Kroger that I know of near me is 21 and Card. I'm near 23 and Card. So, that's where I go for Kroger. I don't know if there's one out there in Chesterfield area. There's a Meijer there at 23 and Gratiot, though.
Oh, I'm staring at that. I'm literally in their parking lot. That's where the old garden they got is right here, buddy. Right across from the Chief. And one more to take off the Texas Roadhouse or whatever they, the meat place.
Oh, yeah, I know exactly where you're at, the Olive Garden over there. Usually park near it when I go to Meijer over there. But every time you go to Meijer over there, you smell steak. It's like you get hungry.
That is the whole purpose of why they put everything here.
Yep, it's the perfect wind direction over there, so... Yeah, this is a nice area. I haven't ventured much past like the expressway area, but then that gets into like New Baltimore and like Anchor Bay and all that stuff. So I think when the summer hits, warmer weather, I'll probably go that way at some point. I've been waiting for them to finish Algonac State Park because I like to do the parks on the air. Against the river over there. They got a parking lot. I mean, you might be able to still get to the parking lot. There's like a parking lot that's like up against the waterfront, and it's technically in the park there. You need the sticker to park there and everything. Or, people don't, but, you're supposed to need the... But then you can... I can set up my antenna there and do parks on the air from that parking lot. It's kind of fun.
Yeah, I've got that campground right there. I'll go back to State Park. I've been there before.
Yeah, that whole stretch, M20, I think it's M29. It turns into 23 mile, turns into M29. But that whole stretch there, there's like a Salt River Marsh, and then there's St. John's Marsh, and then there's Algonac State Park. So you have like three parks there that you could conceivably, like, go to one, do 10 contacts, go to another, do 10 contacts. You could do three parks in one day that way.
That sounds like fun. What is it? That's HF,
though, isn't it? Yeah, you can do HF, or you can do, 2-meter simplex, but there's not too many people on 2-meter simplex. But the only criteria is that you just make 10 contacts with somebody, and you put them in your log, and then that's considered a quote-unquote activation. So you can stay for more than 10, and just keep on going, or you can decide, oh, I'm going to do like a little marathon run, and I'm going to go to another park. And you can go all the way up that M29. You can go to, there's more state parks like north of Port Huron and things like that, or state. It has to be state land. So all the state land or state parks have a designator in the system. But I haven't done anything like that. But that's one thing. Like if you plan it out, you can make a day out of it.
Yeah, Lexington is up there too, off of M29. I've been all the way up the thumb around. I've been all the way around the thumb. When I was younger, when the kids were younger, we actually had a summer cottage or a little there by Fort Austin.
Okay. Try to envision where Port Austin is. Is that at the tip of the thumb?
Correct. That is the end of the road for M53 Van Dyke is at Port Austin.
I've always wanted to take a trip up there just to say that I've been to the end. I don't think I've ever been to the end of M53, so I got to make that a goal one of these weekends to just go all the way up M53 to the end. Probably only takes a couple hours, I would imagine.
I think it's like 2.5 hours from where we live, from where you live and where I live. It takes a bit because I'm half hour east, so I just go up to 69, shoot over to 53 and pick it up. I've been all the way up there. See the big chair, see the lighthouse, and then you go southwest along M29, which I think turns into M25, and that'll take you down to Oak Beach and Caseville. You gotta check out Cheeseburgers in Caseville.
Wanna see the Axe and Bad Axe. I don't think they're, do they keep, you've been there before, is there really a Axe somewhere, like a symbol, like a historical monument?
I don't think I've ever seen it. I've never really stopped in Bad Axe when we were up there. Stopped at the Walmart, got some inflatable rings for the kids to go swim in Saginaw Bay. And that's about it. I've never been to downtown Bad Axe, I guess. By then, I really didn't pay much attention to it.
That was the whole story why it was called Bad Axe, is that some surveyor was up there. And there was an axe on the side of the road when he was doing the survey. That's how it became Bad Axe or something like that. I might be saying it wrong.
No, it's Bad Axe. Like I said, but in August, I forgot which week of August it's in, but it's Cheeseburgers in Caseville. It's all the way through Caseville. It's like Jimmy Buffett theme. They have burgers everywhere, cheeseburgers everywhere. And, my daughter actually bought this hat, or I bought her this hat, and she put little trinkets on it, you know, pink flamingo, drinking a beer, you know, a squishy hamburger that his eyes popped out. So, there's activities up there for the kids along with for the adults. If you got a boat, I wouldn't suggest going there because it's like Daytona Beach and you won't get through.
Well, I see it's a 10-day festival full of burger stands.
Yes, and it is a lot of fun. There's music up and down the road at different places. There's activities for the kids. Burger, you know, like I said, cheeseburgers as far as your stomach can handle them everywhere. And, gosh, there was something else there, too. It's just a fun, that's an arts and crafts festival, too. You'll see all that. It's something for the whole family. If you've never done it, you definitely got to make a day to go up there.
Yeah, I see the, they have like a whole, you go to their Chamber of Commerce, they got a whole slideshow picture of it. Yeah, it looks like it's crazy up there, but that's cool. Yeah, I'll have to try that one day.
Yeah, to my son and daughter, they had a blast. We all got goofy-looking hats. I mean, people walk around with goofy-looking hats. I have a rooster. I have a crab hat. My daughter's got her cowboy hat with the flamingos. I said she made the hat. It's got all the little things on it with the flamingos. They got glued onto the top, a pink flamingo. It's holding a little beer. You know, so like I said, it's a lot of fun. It really is. And if your kids are younger, I think they'll have a blast.
Excellent. All right. Well, I'm going to get off of the radio here just because I got to get myself moving and do something productive today. So I will chat with you later. Good luck on your service call there. And we'll chat with you later. I'll list it out, though. KF8S.
Oh, I'm done with the service call. I did as much as I could do. Thanks, fire technician. No, I'm at the Kroger down here on 23 and Duval.
WAFU, AD and PR.
Yeah.
What happened?
I slept in. Now I'm going to get my hair cut, and then I'm going to look for lunch.
Oh, okay. No, I was saying, wow. Yesterday, I still wondering if I dreamt it.
Well, there you go.
Oh, boy. I feel bad, actually. I do.
No, you don't.
No, because they had a chance at playoffs and everything, and we didn't. So, I mean, you know. I'm happy with the outcome, but I actually do feel bad for them.
New era, man. They're probably still going in the playoffs.
Yeah, the ending was ugly. I don't know who's. I think they're both at fault. They shouldn't have tried to plant that flag, and they should have. But they still overreacted to it also.
Well, remember the Baker Mayfield incident. They weren't going to let it happen again.
Yeah, I'm sure if the situation was reversed, it'd be exactly the same results. Oh, well. Anyways, just coming back from the lawn screw swap. Didn't sell a thing.
How was it? I've been hearing, you know, the swaps are getting sparser and sparser, if that's a word. That place that everybody's been using lately is not a bad venue if it's affordable. How was it overall?
Well, I guess they double booked, so they put us in a different room. It looked like it might have been a gymnasium or something. But, I mean, it wasn't terrible. It wasn't great. I bought a preamp for their heater. Looks like a good commercial quality preamp. Put on the bench, see if it actually works.
Roger, you should be okay with where you're at. I know preamplification can cause all sorts of grief in repeaters, but you're not facing a real high-end RF environment there, so you should get some benefit.
Well, it was. I had that other repeater at the site, which is only 13 megahertz away from my receiver. And it was causing all kinds of problems, but that's gone. So there's nothing else on there.
Oh, there you go. I don't know if you saw or not, I got coordinated for Richmond. So that's going to be dropping 400K. And I hope this week to get to that, but we shall see.
Yeah, like I said, I never get out that way. But now I'm going to have to reprogram my radios again. I do have it in there in case I am ever out that way. So... that's always a fun job.
Yeah. Well, we wanted to get it on the air, so, you know, I knew this was going to be a thing, you know, and I knew it wasn't going to be, you know, just a little bit. I knew it was going to take some time, so, by the time we get a coordination, then I knew everybody's going to be used to the other, but what are you going to do? Anywho, I am pulling in at Grimes. Hopefully Grimes is open. Are they? Oh, man. Oh, yeah, it says open. Okay. I'm at Grimes.
Okay, go get Grimes.
Just think about it. I was there.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 27 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Snow. 30 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 30 degrees.
And 1KRD monitoring.
I think we're back online.
UHF hub disconnected. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. UHF hub connected to Flynn 600. UHF hub connected to FBI hub. Node 53696 disconnected. UHF hub connected to node 53696. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 29 degrees. Node 453072 disconnected.
Can't hear you well. Can't hear you well.
Where'd Dakota go?
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 28 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 26 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 24 degrees.